test 72, section 2, question 16. Here, we're looking for, it says the argument is most vulnerable to criticism, so the flaw. And it says, there are already more great artworks in the world than anyone could appreciate in a lifetime. So there's more art than you could possibly see in a lifetime. Works capable of satisfying virtually any human taste imaginable, or any taste imaginable. So there's art to cover every taste. Thus, contemporary artists, all of whom believe that their works enable many people to feel more aesthetically fulfilled than they otherwise could, are mistaken. So contemporary artists who think that their works are actually helping people feel more fulfilled are wrong. So a little bit of a dark conclusion, but if we look at it, the conclusion is that people who are making new art aren't actually adding anything to the world in terms of aesthetic fulfillment. And the evidence is simply that there already are enough artworks out there to fulfill any taste, and there's more than anyone could see in their lifetime. Now, as we look at that, we say, okay, so what does that, what's the problem there? And the problem is, well, it could be that those artists are helping people. Just because those artworks exist doesn't mean that everybody can have them. Maybe you want to own one of those pieces of artwork, and so you can't really do that if there's if someone else already owns the ones you like. So then we look at our answers. A, overlooks the possibility that not all contemporary artists believe that their works enabled people. Well, it's possible, but we don't care about that. We only care about, we don't care whether some of them don't feel like that, just to prove that those who do feel like that are wrong. Then B, presumes without justification that most human beings are inclined to take the time to appreciate. We don't have to assume that most human beings are. Presumes without justification value of an artwork. We don't care about value of it. That's outside the scope. And again, because it presumes, we're treating it like an assumption answer. D, overlooks the possibility that a work of art, that the work of at least one contemporary artist is appreciated by many people whose access to the majority of others is severely restricted. Maybe. So let's kind of hold on to it. Presumes without justification that the number and variety of great works already in the world affects the amount of aesthetic fulfillment derivable from any contemporary artwork. Well, that's not the problem. And so I kind of went back and said, well, what about D? D is kind of striking at the idea of, can people actually get to those artworks, or do they have access to it? And so with this one, if we look at it, does it overlook the possibility that at least one contemporary artist is appreciated by people who don't have access to some of the other works? And yes, it is overlooking that possibility. So D is our correct response.